Okay, Kulena Black Gemara, we are up to the Flamet Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, Hashgacha Pratis, we find ourselves almost out of Rosh Hashanah, and this Mishnah is all about Rosh Hashanah, and it's the next Mishnah as well. So, what Hashgacha Pratis? Now, just quickly, in Eretz Yisrael, every Yom Tov is only one day, in Chutz La'aretz, every Yom Tov is 2 days, because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh was declared. So by the time we find out when Rosh Chodesh is declared, you know, the Yom Tov already passed. So therefore, every Yom Tov, we have 2 days Yom Tov, and that's because Sveika de Yema. We're not sure which is the correct day of Yom Tov. Is it the first day? No, Rosh Chodesh was, you know, the previous month was only 29 days long, so Rosh Chodesh was the 30th day of the month, which is, therefore, Sukkot is 15 days later than that. Or perhaps the previous month was 30 days, and the new moon was on the 31st day, so then Sukkot is a day later. So therefore, we always have 2 days of Yom Tov, and it's called Sveika de Yema. And that is why we talked about yesterday if it's two kedushas or not, or you know, like we talked about Yom Tov Shabbos, two kedushas. When it comes to the Yom Tov Machlekes as well, do we say that it's two kedushas? Because if an egg was laid on the first day Yom Tov, on the second day Yom Tov, you can eat it. If today is Yom Tov, then yesterday was a weekday, no problem. And if today is if yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is a weekday. That's called Sveika de Yema. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I'm just giving you an introduction. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, We had a situation. We're learning more about Machlekes, but we had a situation where, on the very first day of Rosh Hashanah, you know, we don't know what the witnesses will come. Did they see the moon? Didn't. So we treat the entire day as if it's Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to the Karbanos, the songs that the Levim sing, there's a special song they sing on Yom Tov versus a weekday. So for Shachris, we tell them just to sing the weekday song. The carbon is no different. The only carbon you have to bring in Rosh Hashanah is the carbon musaf. So the carbon musaf, they would wait and wait and wait, and nobody, the witnesses didn't show up. So they davened mincha. They brought the carbon tamid shabena bayim, sang the ordinary song, and then the witnesses showed up. That happened 1 year, and the problem is they realized that today definitely was Rosh Hashanah, and they did not bring the carbon musaf. They sang the wrong song. So the mayor takana. That because it could happen, the witnesses will come, and if the witnesses come after Mincha, today would have been Rosh Hashanah. So they decided every year they're going to treat today as if it's Rosh Hashanah, but also tomorrow it will be Rosh Hashanah as well. Because if the witnesses come after Mincha, then we're not going to even listen to what they have to say. We're going to push them off till the next day so we can have a proper, you know, carbon and everything else, and the Yom Tov will start from the second day. So it's not a Sveika de Yema. Even when the witnesses came, so we know for sure it's today. We still decided that today will be only Midrabanan and Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow will be Mahatayda, so if you bring the right carbon. So instead of being a Sveika de Yema, Rosh Hashanah is Avadai de Rabbanan the first day and Mahatayda the second day, or vice versa. So therefore, it becomes the opinion we had that maybe Rosh Hashanah is a Yema Richta, one long day. Because it's not a Sveika de Yema, which means an egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is forbidden the second day. So it's different than any other Yom Tov. Then we're going to have a whole Gemara, Machlekes Gemara, there, you know, what happens after Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Rabbi Yechiel Zakkai came along and said that we would accept witnesses any time of the day because there's no carbon anyway. And then it's Machlekes Amoraim then, so what happens today? Whether Yisrael maybe is different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world should have 2 days, Yisrael only one day. Bottom line is, we all have today 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But bearing in mind that Rosh Hashanah might be different than all of the Yom Tovim, all of the Yom Tovim is fake in the Yom, Rosh Hashanah is definitely the Rabbanan. So it's a Vadai. The dinim might be different, as we will see. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us three different dinim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mishnah, the Flamates Amar Alef. Rosh Hashanah Shahi Yari Shemetis Abba. Rosh Hashanah, you're worried that maybe it'll be, Rosh Hashanah will be in the second day. In other words, maybe El will be 30 days. Or maybe not. What do you do when you want to, well, one day Yom Tov, so we're going to have 2 days Yom Tov. One day you want to go to the east, and one day you want to travel to the west. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eidavin, you can have 2 Eidavin. And the Oimen, you can say as follows. Eiruvi Berishon L'Mizrach. The first day, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to go to the east. And the second day, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to go to the west. Because it's like two separate kedushas. So if you hold that Rosh Hashanah is no different than any other Yom Tov, it's like two separate entities. Berishon L'mayidav, the first day I want to go to the west. The second day to the east. Eruv Berishon, I want only the first day to have an Eidav. B'Sheini Kim Neidav, the second day I want to cancel my Eidav so I can be like anybody in the city. I can travel in both directions. The 2,000 Amos. A movie b'sheini ufakert. I want my eidiv to be on the second day yamtiv. Uvadishin kibinidiv. The first day, I don't want any eidiv. I want to be able to walk around like anybody else in my city. V'lo hoidu lechachamim. The chachamim didn't agree because they hold that Rosh Hashanah is different than Yom Tovim. Rosh Hashanah is one long day. So therefore, if you make an eidiv, that eidiv goes for both days, and that's how you're stuck. That's din number one. And din number two, number three will be the same principle, but different examples. We'll already ask why I need three examples. V'oid amar Rav Yehuda. Yehuda also said, you're not allowed to give truma on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to give either because it's misakin, you're fixing up, like makav patish, you're putting a nail into the last nail into the piece, or because of boiler. You're not allowed to draw a bun and give truma. So what happens? You don't have any food and you have to give truma. So this is what you do. Oidam Yehuda. Masna odam akakola. A person can make the following condition when it comes to a basket full of fruits. Now, and as long as you give the truma, the mice say it's tevel, you're not allowed to eat from it. So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you say the following. B'yom tov rishon, you say on the first day that if I am going to give truma, part of this will be truma on the rest of this basket. And he says, if today is a weekday, then I want a truma to be valid today. And if today is Yom Tov, then there's no truma today. You're not supposed to do it. It's the Rabbanan's also. Therefore, it's as if you didn't give the truma. So on Yom Tov itself, the first day Yom Tov, you can't eat it. Because maybe today was Yom Tov and your truma wasn't valid. But now on the second day Yom Tov, you say, well, if yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is a weekday. I'm going to make truma right now. And if today is Yom Tov, then my truma yesterday was valid. And on the second day, you can eat it. Again, he treats the two days like two disparate days. One is like a sveika de yema. One is Yom Tov and one isn't. We just don't know which one it is. So he says here, you're personally making condition of Yom Tov edition. But the ochla b'sheni, you cannot eat it on the first day, but you can eat it on the second day for the reason we just said, because manashech. If yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is the weekday, I'm making it right now. And if today was Yom Tov, then yesterday was a weekday. And then my truma from yesterday was valid. That's case number two. And again, the Chacham didn't agree because they hold this one long day. Case number three. Chem be'yesh and older b'dishin, if an egg was laid on the first day, toichel b'sheni, you can eat on the second day, because if yesterday was Yom Tov, then today's a weekday. What's the problem? And if today's Yom Tov, then yesterday was a weekday. In all these three cases, the Chacham didn't agree because they hold that Rosh Hashanah is one long, is Kedusha Achas. And that's why, you know, we make a Shechiyonu the second night, we actually have a fruit on the table because of Kedusha Achas. Perhaps there's no reason to make a Shechiyonu twice on the same day. Okay. Then Rabdeisa ben Hurkanus Omer Ha'ovel Lifnei Atevim Rosh Hashanah. He said, if somebody davens for the Omer on Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention his Chodesh. Omer, you say Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us, Hashem. Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Because Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Chodesh. Im Hayom, Im LeMachad, either today or tomorrow, because one of the days is Rosh Chodesh. Then if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then tomorrow you should strengthen us. L'machor, he says, im ayim im emesh, and tomorrow he says, if today was chaydish or yesterday was chaydish. But l'hoy l'chamim, again l'chamim were maiden. There's two reasons I think Mara will discuss. First of all, again, it's one long day, and you know, it's not a suffix if today, if tomorrow. Really, the first day is chaydish. The second day, you know, is only midrabban. Or because they don't want you to mention Shchedesh at all. In fact, we don't mention Shchedesh in Davening Hashanah except Mavad Oilus Chedesh. It's the only thing we mention, like a by the way, like in parentheses, as an aside, we mention Mavad Oilus Chedesh. Today we bring all these sacrifices besides the sacrifice we bring for Chedesh. That's all. We really don't want to mention Shchedesh for a number of reasons. And one of them is because people might make a mistake and think that usually when you have 2 days of Shchedesh, the real day of Shchedesh is the second day. So if we're going to have Rosh Hashanah and we're going to mention Shchedesh and davening, people might make a mistake and think that the second day of Shchedesh is really the first day of Tishrei, and they're going to have Yom Kippur on the 11th day. And to avoid that mistake, therefore we decided to omit it. Okay, says the Gemara. Man, lehoidu. Who is this? The chachamim word moidu. Who is this chachamim that believe Rosh Hashanah is one long day? Amrav Rabbi Yosi. This is Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya you learn the Brayse. Which Rabbi Yosi? Learn the Brayse. That moidim chachamim Rabbi Lezer. Remember we had that the chachamim argue. Rabbi Lezer holds that every yom tov is two kedushas. The chachamim say that every yom tov is either. We have two opinions. Whether every yom tov is one long kedusha or they're not sure. Maybe it's one long kedusha, maybe it's, you know, or maybe two, and then we talked about the egg and other things, or by the eidim and so on. So the Chachamim were made to Rabbi Elazar, but Rosh Hashanah, Now Rosh Hashanah is different. We'll agree with you on Rosh Hashanah. It's like one long day. So Yodah Shemet is Abba Ma'ariv. Sorry, Chama made it to Rabbi Lezer on Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, Chama made to Rabbi Lezer on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, it is a Sfeika the Yoma, and Rosh Hashanah, you could make two Erevin. In other words, during the year, all the other Yom Tovim that said, maybe, we're not sure, maybe it's one long day. But on Rosh Hashanah, perhaps, Rosh Hashanah will say that it's two separate days, and you could make an Erevin and do this and do that. Interesting, so the Chachamim hold exactly the opposite of the way, you know, we hold in the Mishnah and Halacha. So when it comes to Yom Tov, we hold that it's two Kedushas. Chacham say, no, maybe it's one long Kedusha. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we hold it's one long Kedusha. They hold, no, Rosh Hashanah is two Kedushas. So the Amoedet Chacham to Rabbi Lezer and Rosh Hashanah will agree that Rosh Hashanah is different than other Yom Tov, and it's like two Kedushas. So Yodi Shemet is Abed, if you're worried that maybe there'll be, El will be 30 days, is Ma'adav Adesh Ne'ediv, and you could make two. Vayim Eruvi Berish Lemizel, Shayed Lemayiv, Berish Lemayiv, Shayed Lemizel, they can go through all these steps. Because they, the Chacham hold that, yeah, well, Mizrach, Eruvi Berishon, Vishenik Me'iri, Eruvi Shem Berishon Kmeiri. Chacham hold that. And Tesis finds it perplexing that Chacham should be so radically different than when we, exactly the opposite in every respect. When it comes to Yom Tov, that we say, you know, it's just Sfeika D'Yomer, one of the 2 days is Yom Tov, the Chacham, you know, maybe it's one long day. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when you have definitely more reason to say that it's one long day, the Chacham says, no, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah is actually 2 days. And it needs some logic to it. But this remains with the question. It says going further, but Rabbi Yosi asks. He says, no, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yosi says just the opposite. On Yom Tov, I hold this as Sfeika D'Yomer. Rosh Hashanah is not a Sfeika D'Yomer. It's one long day. Because, you know, because when the witnesses came after Mincha, we know definitely that's Rosh Hashanah. Yet the Chacham decided, no, we'll make the second day Rosh Hashanah, and the first day we're going to treat as if it's only Rosh Hashanah with Rabbanan. And so it's not a Sveika de Rabbanon, it's Vade de Rabbanon. But in most cases, it's the other way around. Most cases, the witnesses will come before Mincha. You know, this happened, you know, once in a while, but most came before Mincha. And therefore, the first Rosh Hashanah is considered always the first day. In fact, according to Rechem and Zakkai, the way Tosfos explains, after the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, there is no Mincha. But nevertheless, sometimes the witnesses will come mamish close to the evening, and therefore there's very little time to have a proper Rosh Hashanah. But that hardly ever happens. And most years, the first day of Rosh Hashanah ends up being Rosh Hashanah, so that's how it is. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is definitely the first day of Tishrei, and then we move on. It says, but further, Rabbi said to them, I don't understand you guys. He says, Chacham, you tell me Rosh Hashanah is Sveika D'Yomer. Don't you concede to me, She'im Bo Eidim, that if the witnesses have come, Mina Mincha L'Maila, after the afternoon carbon was brought, which means it's too late to bring a carbon Musaf anymore. Tomorrow will become Rosh Chodesh, but today we have to continue, because if we don't continue Rosh Hashanah, then in the future people say, the first Rosh Hashanah is not really Rosh Hashanah. You don't want people to take that attitude. So therefore, we're going to declare today definitely Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow. So it's not a Sveika D'Yomer. So what are you talking about, a Sveika D'Yomer? But Rabban say, you say, no, really, it's a Sveika D'Yomer. So why did they continue the next few hours and say, everybody, guys, you still have to treat it like Rosh Hashanah? Only so people shouldn't treat it lightly. But really, it's a Sveika D'Yomer. That's all. No other reason. Okay. Then the Mishnah gives three reasons, three different examples, basically saying the same principle. Rosh Hashanah is a Sveika D'Yomer. Rosh Hashanah is one long day. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah is a Sveika D'Yomer. It's like two separate days. And therefore, he gives us three different cases. With the Erev, you can make two separate Erevin. An egg laid on one day is permitted the next day. And Truma, you make Truma each day, and the second day you can have it, because Manashech. Why do you need three different cases? Basically saying the exact same principle. Utsirich, you need all three cases to tell you that it's considered like two different days. And that is, the Yashmin and Rosh Hashanah, if we only knew the beginning, the case of Eidav, I would say, but how come Rabbi Yehuda over here? Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, you can have two separate ones. Mishum, the Loka, and Midi. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. You set up everything. Remember, we had one opinion before that everything is set up on Thursday afternoon before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Tov. So you did everything on Thursday afternoon. It all happens automatically. So therefore, he says like two separate days. Avol kalkola, when it comes to the basket, the merze kemesakativle. Remember, on the second day Yom Tov, you do it all over again. You have the basket of fruits, then you say, well, I'm going to make this side truma for that, and then you say, if today is Yom Tov, I shouldn't have done it, then yesterday was all right. And if yesterday was Yom Tov, then today is all right. So aimam moedir abonim, because maybe you're doing something, so maybe the moedir abonim that you shouldn't be doing that on Yom Tov, maybe he says that it's no good. because I don't want you to fix anything up on Yom Tov itself. You know, I'll do this kind of a Tanai. And if we knew both of these things, the Erev and the Truma, Mishum the Lekla Migzor Layu, there's nothing really to be concerned about. You know, if we, let's say, allow this to happen, what can possibly go wrong? Avabeya, if we allow you on the second day to eat the egg that was laid on the first day, Arishana, the Ikla Migzabe, we have two, the Gemara Bey will have different reasons why an egg that's laid is forbidden, why no, that's forbidden. One is Mishum Pedas Anoshin, fruits that fall on the ground under a tree, that fell on Shabbos, that fell on Yom Tov. We don't want you to eat it because we're scared next time you're going to pick it. You know, because we allow you to eat fruits on the ground, you might think that, you know, you can climb up and pick some fruits as well. Or others say the problem is, just like juice that flowed out of a grape on its own, we're not allowed to drink it on Shabbos because you're scared next time you'll squeeze it. So the same thing with him, like an egg coming out. Or Mishum Mashkin Shazavi, fruits that fell on the ground, or Mishum Mashkin Shazavi, because other opinion that says that juice that flowed out on its own from the grapes, we're gozer, you might squeeze them. Therefore, we need it. Interesting. The Vilna Gaon writes, you're not allowed to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says over here that the reason why perhaps an egg on Rosh Hashanah is because next time, you know, it's like squeezing grapes. Anyway, it is because the Vilna Gaon says, you're not allowed to squeeze grapes, because according to one opinion, the Eitz Hadas was grapes, and Eitz Hadas represents good and evil. And on Rosh Hashanah, we don't talk about sins. We don't eat nuts because it's gematria sin. We want to avoid sins as much as possible, which in itself is extremely ironic because the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is to do tshuva, and yet there's no mention of sins. In Nusach Lubavitch, we don't even say that we're not the only ones. A lot of people don't say Chatanu Lufanecha, the first Avinu Malkeinu. We don't want to talk about sins in Rosh Hashanah. We're doing tshuva without highlighting the sins. Yom Kippur is the time when we say Vidui and do all that. Anyway, says Gemara further, Tanya, we learned, Ketzad, how do we do that? You do a mass note of a kakala. You take the basket and you make a condition Yom Tov Rishon, the first day Yom Tov, Oichla B'Sheni, and then you can eat it on the second day. Hayu Lefanav, let's say you had it, maybe we just learned that in the Mishnah. Hayu Lefanav, take kakala shetel. We had two baskets, both of them you did not give your truma, you did not give your ma'aser. The word tevel is tov lo, it's not good for you, you cannot eat it. And now, it's Yom Tov, it's Rosh Hashanah, you have nothing to eat. What do you do? Oimei you say. If it's not going to help you for the first day, will help for the second. Im hayoyim chol, you say, if today was a weekday, ula macha kodesh, the second day of Shana is really Yom Tov, tehezu truma zu, this basket should be truma for the other one, and that's it. And then on the next day you say, im hayoyim kodesh, sorry, on the first day, this is you say, manashach, if today is a weekday, no problem, this is a truma. Im hayoyim kodesh, but if fei tak is really Yom Tov, ula macha chol, but tomorrow is not Yom Tov, then ein bedvar akum. And don't worry about what I just said. Nothing happened because Yom Tov you can make truma. The koyde aleh Hashem, and then based on this condition, you say this is going to be truma. Umanicha, but you have to set it aside because you cannot eat it today. Because maybe today is Yom Tov, and if it's Yom Tov, then you couldn't make a truma. Ein bedvoreklum. Nothing in my words. Now the second day Rosh Hashanah, lemachar hu, you say the same thing, but the second day you can actually eat it. You say as follows: Im hayem chol today is it's the second day. He's really not yom tov. Then tehezu truma zu. Then this basket should be truma on the other one. But and the same thing, you know, the same basket again. Im hayem kodesh and today's yom tov. Then obviously ein bedvar klum. I'm saying today is meaningless, but the kodesh l'shem v'ochel. But I already did it yesterday, and so therefore I'm so yesterday's truma is valid. So I just call it again truma and the ochel. Now you can actually eat it. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you cannot do that because Rosh Hashanah is one long day and therefore you can't make these kind of a conditions. This is the same thing we do, by the way, for example, by Erev Tavshulin. On a normal Yom Tov, if you forgot to, let's say Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, and you forgot to make an Erev Tavshulin on Wednesday, you can make an Erev Tavshulin on Thursday. And then say, you know, Manashech, if today is Yom Tov, then Friday, if today is not Yom Tov, then Friday is Yom Tov, I'm making Erev Tavshulin now before Yom Tov. And if today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is a weekday. Then I don't need the Erev Tov Shulin. So we follow those rules, but it doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, there's no suffix. It's definitely Midrabon. And then he says here, Rabbi Yosi also forbade the 2 days shall Golis. Now normally whenever we say 2 days of Golis, we mean the 2 day Yom Tov, that's an exile. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is no difference between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world. But in all other Yom Tov, in Eretz Yisrael they only observe 1 day. Which is fascinating because, you know, according to the Rambam, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael that was not populated in the times of the Beis HaMikdash has to keep 2 days. So they say Tel Aviv, you have to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of shilas. And Kosh Chomer doesn't really talk about it. But according to the Rambam, only places where the witnesses used to come. So they've been established that they don't need 2 days Yom Tov. Anywhere where witnesses did not show up, which is any city which wasn't built up at that time. But Bnei Brak might be different, because in Haggadah at least we have Bnei Brak, and if we'll assume it's the same Bnei Brak as we have today, then they were around. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi says the same thing applies to any Yom Tov, the 2 days of early Yom Tov, that the Torah only has 1 day, but we, because we're Sfeikin Yom, we have 2 days, and we don't know, you know what actually happened. He nevertheless holds, so Rabbi Yossi, it's a suffix, it should be permitted.
Excuse but, me.
Yeah.
The sound has gone all funny. I don't know if you've moved away from the microphone, but I can't hear you.
Okay, 1 second, we'll see.
Oh, that's much better.
Better? Okay, sorry. So Rabbi Yossi comes along and says that just like the way we're learning right now, just like Rosh Hashanah is like one long day and you cannot make a condition on the first day, you know, to be valid on the second day, so too all Yom Tovim Chutz La'aretz, which have 2 days, are also like one long day. And therefore you cannot make these kind of a conditions. That's what it sounds like what he's saying here. And now, he's not referring to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is not called Yom Tov Shel Golius, because it's not just the exiles, you know, those in the diaspora who keep 2 days, because also necessarily keep 2 days. Even Yerushalayim would keep 2 days if the witnesses came after Mincha. Now, in Yerushalayim, the witnesses came before Mincha, they all found that straight away. It's in Yerushalayim. And they only kept 1 day. But if the witnesses came after Mincha, then even in Yerushalayim, they kept 2 days. Says the Gemara further, Hu Batavia, there was this deer that they trapped, and they shechted it, so they had venison for a meal, which I guess is a delicacy, the osel of Eidesh Gulusa, that was brought to the house of Gulusa. Now, when did this happen? The Istid B'Yomtev Rishon Shel Goyus. It happened on the first day of Yomtev. Somebody trapped it, a goy, Rashi says, a goy trapped it, and he brought it to the house of Eidesh Gulusa. The Ishtachit B'Yomtev Sheni, and they ate it on the second day of Yomtev. On the first day, they couldn't eat it because the goy did it for you, and maybe he brought it from outside the Tchum or whatever, so he didn't do it. They trapped it for you. But on the second day, Mamonoshech. If the first day was Yom Tov, then today is no longer Yom Tov. And if today is Yom Tov, then yesterday wasn't. So therefore they ate it. Rav Nachman Chizah, they ate it because Sveikir Yemis, so Mamonoshech is alright. And Rav Sheisha did not eat it. And the rule is that if somebody does something for a Yid on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to wait after Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kichdei Sheyaseh, as long as it would have taken to do this activity. And obviously they waited that time. Rav Sheisha refused to eat it. Rav Nachman says, "My Avid laid Rav Sheisha la'ochel b'tavia." Rav Sheisha refused to eat it, because Rav Sheisha felt it was like one long kedusha, and therefore didn't want to rely on the steak of the yomim. So they said, what should we do to Rav Sheisha? They didn't eat the bisul tavia. Amr Rav Sheisha said, "V'heichi eichel, you want me to eat it?" Excuse me. The Tani Issa, you expect me to eat it, how can I eat it? He says, the Tani Issa, that Issa learned, or I'm going to say, Issa Tani, that Issa taught a braisa. V'chein hoy rabasi, this is what he said, V'chein hoy rabasi oyser forbade shnei yomim tovim shel golius. Rav Ashi forbade 2 days of golius, and he understood that it's awesome that the 2 days Yom Tov that we have are like Rosh Hashanah, that it's one long day and you cannot have it. That's how he understood.
Do you have there Asi in my gear senses of Yossi?
No, but I'm a little easy, sorry, Rabbi Yossi, you're right. I'm losing my eyes out of here. You're right, sorry, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi asked the 2 days of Golius, and in other words, Asi understood that Rabbi Yossi, that he learns that 2 days of God, he called 2 days of Golus, obviously he's referring to all the Yom Tovim from the diaspora, is just like Rosh Hashanah, that it's like one long day, it's a Kedusha Achasi, and therefore you can't do that. That's what Rabbi Yossi argued. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav says, Rav, my Kusha, so you're asking a Kasha from this Braisa, and Rav Nachman, because they ate the venison, and they said that it's considered Sveikir Yom. Dilma, maybe you learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Dilma hachikam, maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant. The chain hoya Rabbi Yossi oise b'shnei yamin tovim shal Rosh Hashanah b'goyla. Maybe what he meant was that Rabbi Yossi, when he said, he didn't mean a regular yantav. He was talking about what do you call it? He was talking about Rosh Hashanah. And he said that Rosh Hashanah, wherever they observed it in Goyle outside of Eretz Yisrael, in other words, come to Allah the Yom Sveik of the Yema. He's saying that Rosh Hashanah, for the people in exile, for them, Rosh Hashanah is also one long day. What's the Chiddush? For Eretz Yisrael is one day, why should exile be different? No, because in exile, every Yom Tov is 2 days. Forget Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Tov. And every Yom Tov is Sveik of the Yema. And even if you wouldn't have had the issue of the witnesses coming after Mincha, you would still have Rosh Hashanah 2 days in exile because they wouldn't know it would be Sveik of the Yema. So maybe you would think for exile, it's considered, Rosh Hashanah is considered different than for Eretz Yisrael. And maybe for Eretz Yisrael, we say Rosh Hashanah is one long day. But for exile, it's no different than any other Yom Tov because they wouldn't have known anyway Jesus Chaydash is. So it's a Sveik of the Yema. Comes along, Rabbi Yisrael says, no, I want you to know that Rosh Hashanah, Begoyle for the people in exile, is just like Eretz Yisrael, it's one long day. That's what he's trying to say. But all other Yom Tovim is a Sveik of the Yema, Rav Sheshes, why didn't you eat the deer? Says the Gemara, that cannot be pshat in Rav Yisrael's words because the wording is incorrect. So, why say Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Goliyas? He should have said Bagoyle Begoyle. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goliyas is an expression we use regarding all other Yom Tovim, where the messengers from the Bezin couldn't get there in time. If you're talking about Rosh Hashanah and you want to say that the people in diaspora have to, it's one long Kedusha, he should have used the word Bagoyle. These 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Bagoyle, even if you live in the diaspora, in Bavel or wherever, you have to keep it like one long day. Can't be that pshat. Omer Ravasi, so later on Ravasi came along and said, "Umay Kusha." I have another way of understanding Rabbi Yossi's words. And that is that when it comes to normal Yom Tov, it's a Sveik of the Yema. And he's talking about a normal Yom Tov, but he says, Shnei Yom Tov, Mishal Goli, he's talking about a normal Yom Tov. But what's he trying to say? He's not trying to say that it's like Rosh Hashanah, one long day. He's trying to say as follows. Dima Horakam, this is what he said. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yossi, oise, isa, Shnei Yomim Tov, Mishal Goli, ki Shnei Yomim Tov, Mishal Shana, l'rabbonon desharu. The Rabbonon who say that... who are makel and say that Rosh Hashanah also like Rabbi Yehuda, that is a Sveik of the Yema. So Rabbi Yehuda is being very cryptic. He's saying that the 2 days of Goliath, notice all the other Yom Tov, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot have 2 days, is just like Rosh Hashanah, not of what we hold as one long day, but like the Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, who says that Rosh Hashanah also is a Sveik of the Yema. And that's what he meant to say. Okay, it's a bit tenuous, but that's so it's not a proof one way or another. That's bottom line. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabbe Rav Shmuel. Now this Rav Sheshes gets in trouble all the time because remember we had a story with the Eidav last time as well where he destroyed their Eidav. So Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabbe Rav Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabbe Rav Shmuel. Amalei, so he said to Rabbe Rav Shmuel, tell me, Tani Ma Midi B'Kedusha, did you learn any halachas at all regarding when it comes to these Kedushas? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, 2 days, 1 day. Amalei, he said, yeah, Tanina, we learned. Moide Rav Yesi B'Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Goliyas. Rabbi Yossi is Moide. Rabbi Yossi, who says Rosh Hashanah is one long Kedusha, but he's Moide to the Chachamim when it comes to all other Yom Tovim, it's a Sveik of the Yema. Amalei, so clear Rabbi Sheshes is wrong. Amalei, so Rabbi Sheshes said, do me a favor. Imish Kachaslu, if he happened to meet one day Rabbi Nachman of Chizda, don't mention a word about this Braisa. Send me his last name, remember? Last name is caught out. He says, don't tell him. He said the exact same thing again, don't tell them. In other words, I'm embarrassed. I should have eaten that venison. Rav Ashi says, I actually heard a whole different version to the story. Now, interesting, Rav Ashi and Meimar lived many years later, and they seem to know better what happened than the Gemara before, which is telling it as it happens. But nevertheless, Rav Ashi said he heard from Meimar that the story is a totally different story. First of all, that deer was never trapped. It was brought to them from outside of the Chum. And, you know, if somebody brings you something from outside the Chum on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you don't have any benefit from it, and so on. And now, and what's the argument then? Mandachol Rav Nachman of Chizda who ate it, they said, Savar haba b'shul Yisrael zeh mut Yisrael achar. We only penalize the person that was brought for the head of the Gresh Galusa, but not for me, Rav Nachman, I'm only a son-in-law, or Rav Chizda. And therefore they ate from it. And Mandalach, Rav Sheshes didn't eat Savar. He thought, called the Osi Levei Reish Galusa, was brought to the house of Reish Galusa, Adaita the Kula Rabban Osi. They intended that everyone should share it, so therefore it's forbidden for everybody. And that's why he didn't want to eat it. And Taisa learns from me the same thing for a family. If somebody's brought for the father of the house, everybody's included in the prohibition because when whoever brought it for the family. V'ha'achche Rav Sheshes Rabbi Bashmul. Rav Sheshes found Rabbi Bashmul. And V'omalei, and he said, he asked him a question. How can you tell me that's the version of the story? What happened to the rest of the story? Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Bashmul. He found out about Rabbi Raisa. He told, do me a favor, don't disclose it to the family of the Reish Galusa. How does that fit into your story? Omalei, he said, it doesn't. Therefore, the Hoy Rema Olam. That never happened. Amazing. How many years later they decide to change the whole story around, and that part of the story never happened. Don't know exactly how that worked out. Okay. I was talking about bringing from Chuzah Chum, we'll just finish the sugya. Who lifted, there was a turnip, the Osi, the Mechuzah, that was brought to Mechuzah on Yom Tov. Norfak, Rava went out, Chuzah, he saw the Kemishi, he saw that it was all dried up, which means when was it cut? When was it? Now the question is, when was it harvested? He saw clearly it wasn't harvested on Yom Tov, it had to be before. Shara Rava l'mizmimene, Rava allowed them to take from it, buy it and credit, I guess, and pay after Shabbos. If you don't mention the sale price, anything else, you can do that. Omar, ha'vadai me'etzmon nek, there's no way that it was cut today, harvested. Look how it looks already fading away. It's drying up already. It must be at least a day, if not more old than that. My Amir, what's the problem? There's two issues. One is Anisa Daraisa, harvesting. Another one is they brought it from, you know, the farms, and they brought it outside the Chum into the city. That, okay, we established that if they bring it for a family, it's, everybody in the family is forbidden because they're penalized. Why are they penalized? Because scared next time you'll instruct them to do it for you in the first place. Here, the guy brought it on his own. But Rava says, therefore, it's limited only to the person that they brought it for. Everybody else can benefit from it. So therefore, over here, they didn't bring for any particular yid, so everybody can use it. The chosh can hide that item nachem. And furthermore, here they didn't even bring it for any yid, and they brought it to sell it to the market for the going. But then what happened was, kibun the chosh, he saw the kamafsha, he saw a lot more going out there and doing the same thing. Then he said, I'm sure they're doing it now for the sake of the yidin, and no particular yid, so therefore it's also for all the yidin. Well, maisel oslo, he asked it. When he brought it for the going, it's no problem. He brought it for the yidin. So why bring the story down to show that if we only penalize the person who benefits from it or who is brought for, and everybody else can benefit from it? And the only thing we learn from the story on top of the page is that everyone else means including also the family as well. We'll just one more little piece of continuation of this. Hanu b'nei ganana. They were these people that were, they made, you know, the, on top of the beds, they made these canopies. The gozalu asa, so they cut down these hadasim, the Yom Tov Sheni, and the second day of Yom Tov, they cut down, they had goyim cutting down these things for them, and so these goyim were cutting down on the second day of Yom Tov, and these people who made the canopies were going to use them after Yom Tov. Leuta shadul Ravina, and when it came to Matzoy Yom Tov, Ravina allowed them to smell it, to enjoy the fragrance for the hadasim la'alter. Straight away, they didn't even have to wait Kedei Shiyasu. He allowed them straight away. Yeah, usually we say that when something was done for you on Yom Tov, you have to wait Kedei Shiyasu. But over here, you don't have to wait Kedei Shiyasu. Why? Because the whole thing was done anyway on the second day Yom Tov, which was only the Rabbanon, and therefore he was very Mekel. The first day Yom Tov, you would have to wait for the Shiyasu. The second day, we're Mekel, the Holy Spirit Rabbanon anyway. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Bar Tachlif Lavina, Leisa Luhu Lamar, shouldn't we forbid it, B'nei She'enem B'nei Toida? If they see that the Goyim can do things for you on the second day Yom Tov, they'll think the idea of second day Yom Tov is not really Yom Tov, it's really sort of a weekday. They're going to start treating the whole thing very lightly. So maybe you should come out and answer it. Maskel Roshmaya, time, but the only reason why you say that we should answer it because they ain't B'nei Toida, because they're Amaratzim and they might treat Yom Tov lightly. Habnei Toida Shadi, but you sound like, but if they would be scholars, no problem, they can enjoy it. The Goy cut harvest for them and saying the Yom Tov, they can enjoy it straight away after Yom Tov. But being the Shiyasu, what do we mean, saying the Yom Tov also needs Kedei Shiyasu? If somebody did a malacha for you, a Goy did a malacha for you on Yom Tov, the reason why we want to wait with the Shiyasu is because we're scared that next time you can instruct the Goy. If you want something to happen right after Yom Tov Shabbos, you'll tell the Goy, do for me on Shabbos so I can enjoy it straight after Shabbos. So we have a rukul b'dei shiyasu. So you have no benefit, you gain nothing by having the goy do for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you'll have to wait anyway mitzvah Shabbos or mitzvah Yom Tov, the time it would have taken to prepare. So the chayda, why over here do you allow the canopy makers to use the hadasim, or if you allow them to smell the hadasim right after Yom Tov, why don't we wait k'dei shiyasu, the time it takes? to cut them or bring them in. Azo shailu l'rava. They went and they asked Rav a shaila. Amuli said, "Be'inan, we need b'chdei shiyasu. We need it b'chdei shiyasu." And there's a whole machlekes here. They're showing him here. If somebody didn't melacha for you the first day yamtiv, can you enjoy it the second day? Because do we do the manushach? If yesterday was yamtiv, then today's already a weekday. And if today's the yamtiv, then yesterday's a weekday. And can we rely on that? Anyway, for another time. Okay, everyone have a good day.